everyone. This is Vanita Lambert, and this is the Medicare and Retirement Planning Show. I am coming to you from Radio 1400.am, and my show today is going to be about plan now or pay later. And this is a subject that everyone can relate to. Millennials, Gen Xers, Boomers, business owners, everyone. But before I get into all that, I just want to hope that everybody is staying safe out there, practicing your social distancing. And if you have an underlying condition, please don't go into crowds. And just take extra precautions because you have underlying conditions and it's just not worth it. You know, let's give it a little bit more time and see what happens as we open up with phase one, phase two, and phase three. Just want to give you, you know, a 1 minute background on why I'm doing this Medicare and Retirement Planning Show is because I have been a independent broker, or I've been in this business for 6 years. And normally what I do is I sit down with folks, 10 to 15 families per week, and I go over the four areas that will impact their lives the most, whether it's retirement or no matter what age you are. And those areas are your health care. If you're older, long-term care is a good concern. Life insurance and final expense planning. And then there is retirement income. And going over these subjects, I noticed that a good percentage of the folks out there just don't have all of the information to take advantage of everything. So I decided to just do this show to give out free information and to offer free consultations to anyone. And I am licensed in the state of Connecticut, New York, and North Carolina. You know, that's where my husband's from. So when I go down there to visit, I'm able to give them information. It's coming from a licensed professional. And as far as New York and Connecticut is concerned, I will drive to your house at a time that's convenient for you, sit down at your kitchen table with you and or your family, and just kind of do a confidential needs analysis. And what that consists of is just asking questions about your health and things like that, and your final expenses. And the questions that I ask, I take the answers that you give me and I make a recommendation, because you're telling me what you need or what you like, or just things about you. And those questions consist of what type of insurance do you currently have? How much are you paying for that insurance? Did you ever look into long-term care? Are you paying co-pays? Are you seeing any specialists? Are you taking any medication? So basic things like that. And I take that information and make a recommendation. And so I customize the information for each individual person, because even like a married couple, you have different needs. You may take different medications or whatever. So I customize a plan for each individual. And in doing so, I noticed that a lot of people just didn't have the information. So hopefully this will give you the opportunity to call me if you're interested in a free consultation. I mean, if you already have the information, great, but I might have something to add to that that you're not aware of, because things are changing all the time. So my phone number, I can be reached at area code 203-687-2778, or you could reach out to me via email. It's my private email, and it is Lambert, just like my last name, lambert.vinita@yahoo.com. So please take advantage of free information, because it's free. And so getting back to the subject that I like to talk about is plan now or pay later. I did an illustration for a 28-year-old young man who has a 401k, who has a company match in his 401k. So I advised him to, of course, if your company is giving you 5%, if you put in 5%, definitely do that, because that's 10% that you'll be saving. However, I explained to him that 401k money is pre-taxed money. So you're not paying any taxes on it right now. And when you retire, or when you take the money out of the fund, you will have to pay taxes. So this is the picture, the visual that I'm trying to present here. You got a 28-year-old young man making a contribution to a 401k. Let's fast forward until he's like maybe 65, when the average person retires, and say he's built up, I don't know, $500,000 or $600,000 in his 401k that have not, and he hasn't paid a penny of taxes on it. So now he's retiring and it's time to pay taxes on the money. So what happens at that time, you know, 30, 40 years later, he's in a much higher tax bracket. And you're gonna be paying taxes on $500,000 plus your Social Security. You're paying taxes on your entire household. So what I recommended for him after sitting down with him, checking his health and making sure he qualified for this plan, I did an illustration for a living and a death plan. So yes, there is life insurance involved in it. I did this plan for him. It's starting at the first year. He's 28 and this plan is good. It doesn't expire. It never expires. It's good until he's age 121. So here's what I illustrated for him. $100 a month, okay? And that comes out to $1,200 a year. And what that gave him immediately, if something were to happen to him day one, his total death benefit would be $131,000. So you have you're solving two problems with one plan. You have a tax-free retirement plan and you have a death benefit. Worst case scenario, if you don't make it into work, if you, you know, have a fatal crash or something, his beneficiaries would get $131,000 at the moment that he's approved for the plan. Okay, now let's fast forward. He's paying $1,200 a year. He's got this $131,000 death benefit. Let's fast forward 20 years from now, okay? So 20 years of adding $100 a month in his plan at $1,200 a year, his total premiums would come to a total amount of $24,000. So that's how much he's paid in premiums. His net surrender cash value, that is the amount that you can take out of the plan 100% tax-free, is $29,619. So in 20 years, this plan has already paid for itself. You're using house money now. You've already gotten every single penny back that you put into it and more. So now you're playing with house money. However, you never want to take out the full cash surrender value. You want to leave a little bit in there, because if you take the full cash surrender value out of the plan, then the plan terminates. So you want to keep something in there. So let me finish here now. He's paid a total premium of $24,000. Okay, his net surrender cash value is $29,000, and his death benefit is still $131,000. Now let's fast forward, and at this time, he's only 47 years old. So we're gonna fast forward to, age 60. So what I was able to illustrate with this is that at age 60 instead of 65, that will be the last time he paid premiums. Okay, so you can illustrate this to pay premiums for 20 years or 30 years or 40 years or stop it at a certain age. This particular illustration, I stopped it at age 60. So now we're going to go through age 60. In 33 years, this 28-year-old will be 60 years old. He has spent a total amount in premiums of $39,600. His cash surrender value, if he wanted to just close out the plan or just take out $100,000, will be $146,000. Okay? When your cash surrender value increases, your death benefit increases as well. So his death benefit is going to be $172,000. So if he wanted to, you know, take out $100,000 and pay off his house or, you know, travel around the world or whatever it is he wanted to do and leave the cash value of $46,000, what the way that works is you take out $100,000 tax-free. That amount is deducted from the death benefit of $172,000. And it leaves a death benefit of $72,000. So you still have a death benefit and you can take advantage of the living benefit as well. But let's say you wanted to, you have, I don't know, three or four kids and you wanted to just leave this policy for a legacy for your children so that they have a great start in life. And let's fast forward to age, let's just say age 88. The average person is living to age 90 plus. So at age 88, okay, that'll be 61 years. This 28-year-old will be 88 years old. He still would not have paid more than $39,600 in premiums because it stopped at age 60. His now cash value is at $541,000 and his death benefit is $568,000. However, this type of plan is good until you're 121. Best case scenario, if he lives to be 121 years old, or 120, I'm sorry. So in 93 years, he'll be 120. His total premium out of pocket would have still only been $39,500. And his cash surrender value is now at $4 million because you're reinvesting the cash value more and more every single year on an average of 7.05%. So if he were to die, if he were to live to 120 or in one day, this company, which is Pacific Life, would mail him a check for $420,487. That is so crazy. So my point is, plan now or pay later. You can generate your own tax-free retirement. You can write your own ticket. And most of us grew up where nobody left us this big, huge amount of money. There was no life insurance or no inheritance. So what I'm saying to especially millennials and Gen Xers, even boomers like myself, that's not really, you know, in your 80s, if you're like 75, 80, maybe too late. But right now, you can write your own ticket. This is something that is tough to get your head around unless you see it. So I ask you to please call me at 203-687-2778. And again, my name is Vanita, or send me an email at lambert.vanita@yahoo.com. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And hopefully, I will talk to you again next Tuesday. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.